and snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Believing, how many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Did you go back? Go back. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can choose from more than 50 graduate online degrees and certificates, including an MBA, now with 10 specializations. No application fee through September 1st. Visit umgc.edu.
97.9 WFAN-7 Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615, baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country Station.
Guaranteed human.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, now time for the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What does a sniper and a photographer have in common?
Talking about shooting, right? I mean, we don't get a lot of sniper jokes around here, so that one felt a little weird.
And a photographer, what do they have in common?
They like to shoot people? What? I mean, this isn't the investigative,
it felt a little wrong.
I can tell by how you were a little, I don't know, what would the word be?
Timid.
Okay, timid works.
To tell the joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's the answer?
So, headshots.
Headshots.
Oh, dang.
Even worse than what I thought
it is.
That's
way worse.
That's way worse.
Oh, my gosh, Amy.
I think you'll get some engagement online, though, with that one. And that's the morning corny.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones Show. Let's play Morgan Wallen. Here is 20 cigarettes.
20 cigarettes, and I lit me one on that redwood deck on the Montbrillon. She was with a friend, left them standing there. There was more than smoke in that summer air. We burned two while she told me about her hometown. She was drinking Tito, said I better slow down. I was like, hell no, I ain't drinking by myself, no. Said she loved my accent, so I kept talking. Reached for the pack on the table by my wallet. We tore off the light the night we had left with 13 cigarettes, and I lit me one with the windows cracked in my old. Singing, take me home on them country roads. So I turned off on one. Then next thing you know, we had a beer bottle looking like an ashtray under that full moon. She was about halfway naked in my truck bed. So I helped her with the rest. She was saying my name, barely even knew it. We were both lying, said we'd never do this to the music of the wind through the woods. Kentucky cigarette laying on our backs. We were out of breath. We both took a drag, blew it in the sky. She was gone like that. One hell of a night, one hell of a pack. Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with another grade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. No mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Get in the truck, bed it all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, voicemail.
Hey, Bobby, I was listening to the segment about you forgetting to feed your baby, and I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone, because when our firstborn was about 3 months old, crying and crying and crying, and my husband and I didn't know what to do, and so we actually took her to the urgent care because we couldn't figure out what was wrong, and it turns out she was just hungry. So anyways, you're doing a good job.
That's funny.
Yeah, it feels like when I had a guy come try to fix my car and I just didn't have it in park.
Same deal.
You're right, yeah.
Let's see. I can't get it to start. Well, park starts right up. Yeah. I didn't feed the baby. It was one time. It was one miss. And that's on me. But I've learned and I will be a better dad because of it. So thank you for sharing that story. Voice mail us at any time. 877-77 Bobby.
Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
Around the room, we're going to go, what is the absolute most addictive snack right now? Because last night, I went a little crazy. We'll talk about it next.
Here we go. Bobby Bones Show.
When someone goes the extra step, it can really stick with you. Even when it's something small, it can really stick with you. Like a rideshare driver who doesn't just drop you off, but maybe gets out and helps carry your luggage to the door. Or a grocery clerk who doesn't just point and say, aisle 7, but walks you over and helps you find exactly what you need. Those little moments matter because they show effort. And if you're hiring, that's the kind of person you want on your team. Great candidates can go the extra step as well. And on ZipRecruiter, candidates can tell you in their own words why they are interested in your job. And ZipRecruiter has a new feature that shows you the most interested, qualified candidates first, so you meet the right people faster. Try ZipRecruiter and meet candidates who will go the extra step for your job. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones. ZipRecruiter.com/bones. ZipRecruiter. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Land a kiss on your playground girlfriend, a backflip off a bridge in a Cumberland Creek, land a Friday night lick on a quarterback, lose your summer job, learn how to land on your feet. Land of the free, hand on your heart, first time it breaks, yeah, you land in a bar, sipping long neck band-aids, you realize sometimes land ain't just at 5.5. You call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down. Go find those arms to crash into. Learn to love what you've been through. When the rug gets pulled on your best made plans, is how you fall and where you land. Daddy told me that, now I tell it to my sons. Land a girl as good as your mama is, when you and her buy some dirt, boy, remember this. At 5.5 that you call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down. Go find. You call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, yeah, you gotta calm down. Go find those arms to crash into. Learn to love what you've been through. When the rug gets pulled on your best made plans, is how you fall and where you land.
The big
98. Seasons come like seasons go, I guess. Ain't it just like me making all this mess?
above my head again. I got memories I like to think of when this big old world gets a bit too much. When days are long, I drift away. I play that song I used to play when skies are always summertime blue. Just like that.
What is the most addictive snack? I'll go first. I had two full sleeves of Ritz crackers last night at about 2 a.m. To me, that's the most addictive. It's a Ritz cracker. I have to not buy multiple boxes at once because I will eat multiple boxes at once. I could go full dinner on just Ritz crackers.
Nothing on it, just the cracker?
I don't need anything on it.
Oh, yeah, because you can't really add cheese.
Oh, that's true. You can have easy cheese, right? Because that's not real cheese.
I don't need any of that. I don't need any.
Just like this.
To me, that is the most addictive snack. Mm-hmm. Ritz cracker. You?
Chips and salsa.
Hey.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously at a restaurant before the meal. But
that's what I don't like about it, because then I don't eat the real food. I do that a lot.
But even at home, if I bust it out as a snack, it's more like, okay, I'll just pour this much salsa. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll pour a little more.
Eddie?
Ice cream. Rocky Road ice cream. Like, if I buy a tub, I can probably eat the whole tub. I have to stop myself from eating the whole tub. Like, I love it so much that I'll be hurting. My stomach will hurt, but I can eat the whole tub of ice cream.
Yeah, I don't feel great today. I had two whole sleeves. So, yeah, we do that. But, okay, we got ice cream, we got chips and salsa, we got Ritz crackers. You?
Jalapeno chips. You open that bag and you take that first bite and you get a little spice on your tongue. You're like, oh, give me another one. Oh, give me another one.
Like kettle chips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Miss Vicky's?
They are so freaking good.
I think I've had them, but you saying it doesn't
If you saw the packaging. Yeah.
I'm sure I've had them.
It's like a potato chip, but harder.
Yes.
Yeah, like a kettle
crunchier.
Chip.
Yeah.
It's like a potato chip, but heroin, feels like.
There is something sprinkled on there that is crack-like.
Uh-huh. I like Doritos, man.
And when there's that spice, it's almost like it makes you keep eating more because you think it's going to help, but it doesn't. It just gets worse.
Raymundo, most addictive snack.
Well, for me, it's cookie dough. It's supposed to eventually be the cookies that get baked, but if my wife says, hey, you can just have one of these and then let me make the rest of them, I'll be like, all right, cool. I mean, I'll end up eating the whole things. And she's like, I'm not going to bake two pieces of cookie dough. You might as well just eat the whole package.
So it's just really just cookie dough that's in the plastic wrap?
It's supposed to turn into a cookie once you bake it, but it never makes it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that process scientifically.
Yes. Yes, the dough gets all eaten before it ever makes it in the oven.
Can that make you sick, though?
I
think it's bad
I've
for you.
No, there's some that say these are okay to eat raw. Like, I don't know what brand it is, but it says on the package, you're able to eat this raw, and they are delicious.
But also, I know it's not advised at all, but since I was a child, I have had cookie dough, homemade cookie dough, where I've put the eggs in myself, and I just eat it anyway.
It says raw cookie dough can make you sick. It contains two main risky ingredients, raw eggs, which can carry salmonella, and raw flour, which can be contaminated with E. coli. So it eliminates those two once cooked.
Yeah, but it's the risk we take.
Yeah. Okay. Mike D?
Oh, Cool Ranch Doritos. I could eat a whole bag in a sitting. Yes. It's something about that flavor, just like your mouth just needs it.
Nobody went Pringles.
No, I can do without Pringles.
Oh, ooh, sour cream and onion Pringles?
I do like a Pringle because I like you can put the whole chip in your mouth on your tongue. It just sits there kind of perfectly. But
I don't ever put one at a time. It's always more like three because that crunch.
Oh, the snack, the stack.
Ah. Do you do one at a time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a psycho killer.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't.
That makes me psychotic.
Yeah, I don't murder animals or anything, yeah.
Wow, it's never a single. It's either two, three, four.
You ever put chips in a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, back in the day, Doritos and a bologna sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, mine was, at our house, it was white bread, mayonnaise, and then sour cream and onion chips. Smash it together.
Ours was a tuna sandwich with Lay's regular potato chips in it. Oh, so good.
That makes me want this right now.
Roll it all in, boys. We got everybody's snack here of the morning.
Here we go. Bobby Bones Show.
Let's play Jelly Roll Liar, Bobby Bones Show.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, get down, try to put me on the ground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you when Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going high.
Gavin Adcock was in studio and covered Troubadour by George Strait.
Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name. Oh, nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote it on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Come on. Great job, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number. Took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 and 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. So thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there. Every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30.
Bobby Bones Show.
People don't want gifts anymore. We're going to talk about this in a second. I don't know if I believe this, but it's next.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
For me, trying to put us on ice, couple shots at a time, but nothing's
stronger than a memory. I don't know how to shake you, baby, make you disappear like this glass in front of me. One goes down, two light up, three in the midnight smoke. Don't get me close enough to get over you. I can't even start. Every night is the same with the shot in the dark. How many rounds can a heart take? Trying to fight off a heartbreak. That's a battle.
Abby's getting married early next year. Are you going to want gifts?
Oh, I haven't thought about it, but yeah. I mean, who doesn't want some gifts?
Well, I was reading about the no wedding gifts trend is growing.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, get on that, Abby.
What? Yeah.
No, why?
I don't know. What, you guys are getting married when?
April.
Of next year. It says the no wedding gifts trend is growing with more couples telling guests they don't want presents, cash, or registry items.
Wow. I thought that was just like a you thing.
Well, I was doing it before. It was cool.
I know.
Yeah.
But I've never been invited to any other wedding except yours that has done that.
Has done?
No gifts.
No gifts. That was nice.
Oh, you did let us do gifts.
Well, what happened was no gifts, please. And I believe it was Amy and another person said, if you don't provide some sort of registry at all, people are going to get you a bunch of crap you don't want because they're going to feel they have to get a gift. So we did a low-cost registry.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We got 10,000 coffee mugs, and we're still not rid of all the coffee mugs.
Okay. Then when it came time for baby shower, no gifts.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay,
right.
That's what it was. But and that you didn't originally want to do it for your wedding, and we had to basically strong-arm you.
But Eddie got me a juicer.
You remembered.
Yeah, of course.
Good. And do you use that every day?
No, we never use it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think eventually we ended up donating it, but in your name.
To who?
Less fortunate that likes to juice.
That's great.
Yeah. And Amy got me a clock.
What?
Oh, no, that's me that got you the expensive clock, and you never used it, and it hid in your closet forever. Yeah. That's what I remember about that.
I know.
Got that one.
I love how this story
walked into that one, didn't we?
Has wings because it's flying into the not the truth.
The New York Post has a story that guests are sick of buying gifts off a registry. Newlyweds agree. They say no gifts. Abby, I encourage you, if you want gifts, have gifts.
Okay. I mean, I can see why, though, because it does get expensive. If you're, like, already coming to the wedding and, like, flights and hotels, and then you have to get him a gift, too.
But if you're having a home wedding and most people live in the town where you live, that's okay. And also, people are going to buy you gifts regardless. So the registry is also kind of fun because you can go and just take the little gun and...
It's like supermarket, like supermarket sweep. You can just zap everything.
Zoom, zoom.
I think, though, now the move is to have a registry and then have like a button you can click to donate toward little funds. So it's just money that you can use.
Is it because people are getting married older and they already have things to start their life? Because the registry is for you're starting your life. Like, you don't have the silverware, the plates, the dishes, and, you know.
I think that could be part of it, but also think... The technology allows us to give money so much easier online as well. When back in the day, if there was a registry you went, we really just couldn't go click, click, Apple Pay over to somebody with $80, you know, towards your honeymoon fund. Because that's really where that money's going to help the most. The things that you're trying to do after you get married. You're an adult. You got most stuff you need, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Abby has two cars.
Yeah, yeah. She has two cars herself, not even her, her fiance.
No, but I like how, like, if I get a blender, then I'll think of you every time I make a smoothie.
You won't. You'll donate it to the less fortunate.
That's what you did with mine.
That's what I did with Eddie's. I stopped, homeless guy. Would you like this blender that needs power?
Like, no. What am I going to do with that? No. Idiot.
So, okay, I just wondered. You haven't set up anything yet?
No, but I'll do one. I've always wanted to do the little gun thing. You go through the
then
store.
Then you should absolutely do it. If you've always wanted to do it.
Just for fun.
That's the Knot says the average person spends about $610 just to attend a wedding. Travel, gift, I don't know what
else. Will they travel in my car?
Yeah, or do they hire a horse and carriage for that whole ride? That is crazy. Bobby Bones.
Wouldn't trade this Tyler for a stone cold $1 million. My green all comes blue collar and I'm all good with that. This world's been changing, but these folks around here, they ain't been. They all still windshield waving when they slow rolling past. We could live a little higher on the hog, but I don't think that we'd be no better off. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40. Some 10 point what they shot.
had Dan and Shay in studio and asked them to sing public domain karaoke.
Mary had a little lamb.
Not everybody.
Mary had a little lamb whose what coat was white as snow. Everybody now, Mary had a little lamb. Bobby! Horrible. Little lamb. Mary had a little lamb who's something white as snow.
Hey, Dan and Shay, come on. Songs. That's for the podcast listeners.
The Bobby Bones Show.
She drinks wine by the glass, not by the bottle. She ain't stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow. She's a lover, a mother, a sister and wife. She rolls over in the morning to the love of her life. Only smokes one on vacation, says just what she thinks. She don't need validation or much of anything. I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad. Don't over embellish. If she says it, then it's true. I don't mean to sound jealous, but what could I do?
I did not know you could have surgery on a baby before the baby is even born, but that happened and saved a baby's life. We'll talk about that next.
Bobby Bones.
Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
Attention Ram owners. Did you know you could get $500 for recall 67A without leaving your driveway? With new mobile appointments, we'll come to you. We'll finish the simple software update in under an hour, and it won't affect your truck's performance. Plus, you'll get an extended warranty worth thousands. Make a power move. Schedule Recall 67A today at CumminsRecall.com.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Told Bobby the story on how he met Ed Sheeran.
The first time I ever hung out with Ed Sheeran was at the Twin Peaks in Brentwood. True story. And it's like all of a sudden, dude, the people start coming up. And he's like, dude, I'm really sorry, man. Like, no one ever bothers me here. You know, and I was like, dude, you've taken me into the beehive, dude. The only thing that would be worse would be like, hey, man, do you want to go sit in the stands at a NASCAR race?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Let them out. I'm not afraid to cry.
in a while. Even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay.
Listening ears on. Bobby Bones is on.
The Big 98.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This baby is doing well now, but they worried for a bit because during the 20-week ultrasound, so the baby had not been delivered yet, far from it, it was discovered that Theo had a severe birth defect where his intestines were developing outside of his body. So his parents went to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, and they basically did this clinical trial surgery. So at 26 weeks, doctors did a surgery on baby inside the mom and closed his abdomen and basically put the organs back in.
It's wild.
So it would grow properly inside the mom. And so then they, you know, they wondered still, she had the baby, all good, 5 months old now, all good. And so it was one of the first times they had done this successfully, like to this level. That's crazy. I wonder how small the tools are.
Oh.
For the little, tiny, tiny little tiny. Baby?
Uh-huh.
It's got to be super small.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a surgery for someone inside someone.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
I haven't either.
Oh, y'all have it?
No, your tone makes us feel stupid. But.
Sorry.
No, yeah, it's okay. We'll take it.
No, yeah. This is a fascinating story, especially because it was a clinical trial at the time. But I've heard of them going in to do little things to the baby inside mom. I mean, it's fascinating no matter if you've heard it before or not.
Yeah, we're stupid.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel
it was just the tone we were met with more than anything else.
It was
sometimes
more like...
you just feel it. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. The doctor's there. I saw that on Good Morning America. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
knows I've got a heart of stone. I'm out of bed, but never broke. Always been better on my own. I've been working hard to make it look like I'm okay. So don't give me away. Won't got nowhere else to hide. I know you're hurting, but I'm needing you to pull me through tonight. One more time, tell me what to say to make them think I'm fine. Cause we both know that I'm running out of lies. Don't let me down, don't sell me out, don't blow my cover. Yeah, you're the only one who knows that I still love her. You got a secret to keep, I got a memory to drown.
Morning dance party
coming up next.
I got two throwbacks we're going to start the dance party with, including a Clay Walker song. We'll also do some Toby Keith and some Aerosmith and some Shenandoah. I'm going to mix it up. It's the Friday morning dance party. It is next.
Bobby Bones.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long.